This is the history you do not know.
Jan Jarboe-Russell talks about The Train to Crystal City, a World War II story that didn't make your history books.
The seeds for this book were sown about 42 years ago when I was a young reporter on the Daily Texan at the University of Texas at Austin. That was a long time ago.
She got to know the architecture school's dean, Alan Taniguchi.
I was from East Texas. I was 19 years old. I had never seen an Asian person before. And so I asked Professor Taniguchi, where did you come from?
He revealed that he and his family were moved from California to the camp in Crystal City. She asked if he meant church camp and was told, no, an internment camp.
And I was stunned. I'd never heard of anything like that before.
A career and family followed for Jarboe-Russell, but the revelation stuck with her. Then 5 years ago, she got back to the idea of writing a book about it. By then, though, she faced a major obstacle.
I unfortunately learned that he had died. And I was so devastated because I thought, my gosh, I've lost the chance to tell this story.
But she hadn't. She started her investigation with Alan Taniguchi's son, who found a listing of children from the camp now in their 80s and 90s.
And I started calling them the next day. Then I started getting on airplanes and visiting them. Slowly, the secrets of the camp revealed themselves.
She interviewed more than 50 of these surviving children, but other sources of information were soon revealed.
The big thing that helped was getting all of their father's FBI files declassified, working in the National Archives to try and understand what made Crystal City different.
For one, German, Japanese, and Italian families were actually allowed to live in one camp, united as families.
But there was a secret reason that the Crystal City was established, and that was that Roosevelt's internment policy were much more expansive than we have been led to believe.
Roosevelt's secret is also kind of a dark one.
He was engaged in negotiations with Tokyo and with Germany for prisoner exchanges. And part of the job of Crystal City was to bring this giant pool of people together on one place so that they could be used for exchange for missionaries, businessmen, some prisoners of war that were caught behind enemy lines.
These Japanese, Germans, and Italians were held behind barbed wire for use in exchanges back into war zones. Most of these people were actually Americans, with the misfortune of being born to parents of foreign descent.
Just by the unluck of the draw, some of the American-born children, thousands of them, were traded into war. There were 6 trades from Crystal City over the course of the war.
And there was a law which made this all possible.
The Enemy Alien Act of 1745 says that in times of war, the American government has the authority to arrest any person that was born in the country that we're at war with.
The act stated that the government had no obligation to tell anyone why they were arrested or how long they would be incarcerated.
It's on our books, and it's the way we do things.
But it's not a part of our self-concept.
It isn't a part of our self-concept, and very few of us realize that is the law. The camp opened in 1942, and it did not close until 1948, 3 long years after the war was won.
On a far less serious note, Jarboe-Russell presents at the San Antonio Book Festival on Saturday.
Oh, I'm so excited about the San Antonio Book Festival. This is our 3rd book festival. But the best thing about the book festival is it's got something for everyone. It has a kids section. It has cooking section. It has children's books. It has nonfiction. It has fiction.
Not only is she presenting, she plans on being a fan, too.
I plan to go to as many author presentations. I've got my list of people I want to go hear.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.